Saturday evening at 8, violinist Hilary Hahn and pianist Valentina Lisitsa come to the IU Auditorium for an evening of sonatas. I'm George Walker, and our guest, currently on the Sunbelt leg of her current tour, is the nomadic musician, the modern troubadour, Hilary Hahn. Hilary, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Now, in addition to your very active musical life, you're a bit of a blogger, a journalist, and one of the things you've written about is that you like collecting first times. Now, for many of us, seeing you Saturday night will be a first time.
Yeah.
I'd like you to think back and tell us a little bit about your first time, your first recital.
Mm-hmm. My first recital was when I was 10, and it was not entirely as full a length of a recital as I do now, but it was a pretty big program. I prepared for it very intensely over the course of several months, which I don't really have the liberty of doing anymore because I do so many different kinds of programs back-to-back. But at that time, it was a big goal for me, and I played it in many different places before the recital, did the recital, and had a special dress just for that day. So it was all very exciting.
And quite a concert event, I would imagine.
Yeah, I didn't really expect people to show up, but it was at the Peabody Conservatory in the smaller hall, in Leakin Hall. My dad and I made up posters to put around around the school, and that's really all the advertising we did. And we were amazed that people actually came. So what was funny was that I sent out actual invitations, like party invitations, but actual recital invitations to my friends from school. So there were a lot of 10-year-old girls in the front two rows clutching, like, bouquets of flowers and presents. It was like a big sort of a coming-of-age party or something, and they were all dressed up, and it was very cute. In retrospect, I remember at that time thinking, wow, they all came.
We're talking with violinist Hilary Hahn. Now, we're talking a little bit about firsts, and your concert this Saturday is really the essence of a live event because among the sonatas by Franck and Mozart and Desailles and Ives and Brahms, there's nothing on the program that you've recorded commercially. It offers all of us a set of new experiences with you.
That's true. That's a good point. For me, it's a combination of new and old, and the old would be the Mozart sonata that I'm playing in B-flat, which was one of the first, if not the first, Mozart sonata that I actually studied and worked on with my teacher, Yasha Brodsky, and the Brahms sonata number 2, which I'm playing at the end of the program, which was also the first Brahms sonata that I ever learned, which was also something I studied with Mr. Brodsky. The Ives and the Franck and the Desailles are new for me this season, so it's been a big learning process, and it's also been nice working with Valentina on pieces that I last played with other collaborative partners. So it's been a good combination of things to work up.
I'm interested to hear you use the term collaborative pianist. I know that Valentina Lisitsa has really quite a career, a good deal of it as a two-piano player with her husband.
Yeah,
how did it happen that the two of you are working together?
Actually, she and her husband were at a music festival in Florida, the Amelia Island Chamber Music Festival, and we both were there in the same week. It was about 5 years ago, I think. And she and her husband were doing some performances, which kind of blew me away. I remember thinking that she was a fantastic pianist and hearing her do some other things. And this is our second season of touring together.
Following Saturday night's concert here, you're off to Wisconsin. Then it's over to Spain for a series of concerts.
Yes.
You do seem to be a nomadic sort. Is there anything special you like about traveling?
Yeah, I get to see all these places I'd never otherwise see.
Collecting more firsts?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, you'd think that you would have experienced a fair range of things by a certain point, but, I mean, every day there's something new that I experience, so that's really neat.
We've been talking with violinist Hilary Hahn. She and pianist Valentina Lisitsa come to the IU Auditorium for an evening of sonatas. Music by Franck, Mozart, Desailles, Ives, and Johannes Brahms this Saturday night at 8. I'm George Walker.